Trim Radio Network and my world, a live, laugh, or whatever, with Stu Scheer. I am Michael Bayhaus, the producer. And you come on over to Trim Radio Network. We have so much going on with so many wonderful shows, and we broadcast live all over the world. And we have great merchandise, so you can decide which show you like the best, get some merchandise for it, sport our apparel, and I'll tell you what, it does help us stay on the air. So we would love to see you in it, too, because it's some really good stuff. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. That song right there, Leave It to Beaver, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. We do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. All we ask is, you know what? We're a very clean radio station, good Christian-based radio and family station, so we like to keep it that way, just no cursing or foul language of any type. Otherwise, we got to block you, and we got to get rid of you, and we don't want to pay the fines for it. Anyway, without further ado, here is Stu.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what, we've just had one heck of a weekend, and more stuff going on. I'll tell you what, it has been something else. And I've got some things to tell everybody, and hopefully, you know, you get some information out of the show so you can prepare for any other hurricane that's going to happen. Because, boy, when they hit and you're not prepared, you have a problem. And, of course, Michael was talking about how the Hurricane Ian came into South Carolina and some of the damage that was done. And I personally know some people in Florida, especially on Sanibel Island, that lost everything. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we get started, you know, we always do a disclaimer. Michael has his, and then, you know, I have mine. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. So take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional, or as close to it as we can get. Now you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. And I'll tell you what, there's always going to be something different on this show. Always. Even though I have shout outs to do, and if I didn't do shout outs, the people that I know would say, hey, you forgot to do my show, or you forgot to do this business or that business and so forth. I don't do plugs per se. I have friends, and all I want to do is just mention them because, hey, they they do some stuff that's pretty interesting, and I think maybe you ought to be aware of it. I've known it for quite a while. It's like Trim Radio Network. Gee, that's what we're on now. And Michael and I have a blast doing this show. We have a blast doing Money and Change every Sunday night at 7. And it's great. I mean, we're expanding. We're getting new stuff going, new shows. Of course, we got Rascala with Fishing in Florida. And I checked with Rascala because, hey, he's down in the Miami area, and I was concerned for him. I sent him an email. I said, you're going to be okay with this hurricane coming through? He gave me thumbs up. He's good to go. All right. You know, we have Bare Knuckles with Angel Strong, and we've got Offsides College Football. Well, I saw a lot of offsides in some games, but they were high school games. They weren't college games. And we've got Slobber Knocker Talk. I've never heard that term until this show came up, Slobber Knocker. I can imagine a pit bull, and you know how they get with a frothy mouth. And that's what Slobber Knocker reminds me of. And then we got the Take Point 22 radio show. It's a good one. So if you're a vet, hey, tune into that. Michael does an excellent job there. Also, the Brighter Life show is on Circle Q. I think that's what it is, Circle Q or Quee, with Victoria Smith. She's fantastic. She really is. She's helped me out on this show several times. And she works behind the scenes, and she does different things and artwork and things like that. Fantastic job. The Spiritual Freedom show with Richard Lawrence. And then we have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. Are you going to take the red pill or the blue pill? A lot of shows, and we're going to get more and more and more. And you can listen to us. America's Funniest Dates, I believe, is what one is. My glasses aren't working too well. You know that? My face has been up before before dawn even was invented today. I think I woke up at about 2 a.m. and I've been going strong since then. So, oh man, I'll tell you what. I have a feeling that maybe tonight after the show, I might stay up for another hour and then totally crash and burn. Too much stuff going on. But hey, check out Trim Radio Network. You have to do that. A big shout out to the University of Findlay. That's www.findlay.edu. Great school, great professors, great facilities. It's fantastic. It's located in Findlay, Ohio. And you say, well, where's that? Well, it's kind of like Northwestern Ohio, right off of I-75. It's great. It's south of Bowling Green with Bowling Green State University. And it's a good school. It really is. Great academic school. They're good in sports. NCAA Division II school. So you want to check them out at www.findlay. And Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. I was talking to Phil earlier in the week, and I'll tell you what. He's so proud of this one pen that he made. It's a Halloween pen with a skull on top. It's spooky, but it is nice. I mean, anything that Phil makes at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, it comes out perfect. It really does. He guarantees that. And he makes a lot of presentation pens for companies and schools. Well, gee whiz, there's someplace down in Florida, I think it's still there, Disney World. And so he does stuff for them. He keeps quite busy. But everything that you want for a presentation pen, check him out on Facebook. That's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, RustyDucks Custom Pens. And I'll tell you what. Both Michael and I have some of his pens, and they are fantastic. Also, check out Money and Change every Sunday. I got to warn you guys, though, this Sunday, we're going to have to do an encore edition because as of Friday, I am traveling to Athens, Ohio, to Ohio University for their homecoming. You want to talk about a party? That is going to be, well, interesting to say the least. It always is. Trust me. Homecoming in Athens, Ohio at Ohio University is always, always interesting. So we're going to have an encore edition of Money and Change this week. And then, of course, next week we'll come back with a fresh edition of Money and Change. My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. Hey, that's tonight, 8 o'clock. And we talk about all kinds of things. And we kind of have a structured setup here. But we talk about life, and laugh, and whatever. If you have any suggestions, all you have to do is send us an email. And it'll say, contact us for Trim Radio Network and or trimradio.com. And you can go ahead and send an email in. And we'll take any suggestions and we'll talk about different things. And later on, I'm thinking about going to our dial-up number. And you can call into the show. How's that? Oh, we're working that one out. Also, big shout out to Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. And they are in the middle of Wisconsin. It's getting cold there. And it hasn't snowed yet. But they're in the middle of harvest season on the farm. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. They're also on YouTube. Check them out. They've got different crops that they're harvesting, and they're planting some different crops. If you like carrots, Danny did a show on planting carrots. I'm not a carrot person. I mean, I'll eat them. I like them raw if I'm going to eat them. I don't like them cooked. But I'm just not a carrot person. Zucchini, I can take that. Cucumbers, I can take that. Cilantro, I love cilantro. I make a mean salsa too. Anyhow, check out Danny and Wanda King at Deep South Homestead on YouTube. Then we have Southern Prepper One, and that's Dave Kobler. And Dave has been doing boots on the ground sometimes once or twice a day. And people send him all kinds of emails with different things that have happened in their area concerning the economy. And he covers those on his show. And if he can't cover it that show, he'll cover it the next. I mean, you can send him all kinds of stuff. I've known Dave, probably 10 years, maybe beyond that. And we've talked on the phone and things. He's very interesting. And he was getting ready for the storm, the hurricane. And he lives in South Carolina, almost on the North Carolina border. And he was getting ready for that one. Also, we have Prepper Nurse One. That's Ed Carswell. And Ed, again, is on YouTube. And he was in the process of going to West Virginia. He's moving from New York where the taxes are high and moving to West Virginia. Life is a little bit simpler there. There are all kinds of shows out there, but those are the ones I like to shout out because they provide a plethora. I don't want to use that term, but a plethora of information, which you have to have. A lot of information, and if you take notes, that's fine. If you can remember it, that's fine. I have to take notes and remember both. And sometimes I have to send myself messages. You know, as you get older, you have to do that. And always when I go in for the annual, what do they call it? The mental test that they give you. Now it's a questionnaire. But before they draw a picture and say, tell me what time it is. And just to see if they were smart, I look up on the wall and tell them what the clock said on the wall, not on the paper. And then they'd say, well, that's not correct. I said, no, on the wall, that's the correct time. What you wrote down here is this. Oh, it just frustrates them, I'll tell you. I love to do that sometimes. You know, I went into an emergency room a couple weeks ago, and I go in there, and I'm feeling tired, and chest is a little tight, and, oh, my knee hurts. They checked everything but the knee. I haven't got the bill yet. It's going to be a doozy, because they checked everything, soup to nuts. I can't say it. Anyhow, from head to toe. And, oh, they take your blood, they take x-rays, you know, they'll take you down to a CAT scan. They'll check everything out. And then they'll say, well, this is what you have, and we've sent your prescription in, and you have to live with it tonight and tomorrow. Hey, go pick up your prescription and take these pills as we tell you and see your family doctor. Yeah, but what about my knee? I could tell you other stories, but, you know, I mean, it's getting crazy out there. But we have everything going on in the world. I mean, there's stuff going on locally where I live. I was at a meeting the other night, and I think some of the people from the town where I live, if they didn't go, they looked at my Facebook posting. And the city's in a situation where the federal government, the state, said that you have to survive a 1,000-year storm with your canal system. We have some hydraulic canals that used to supply water to the water purification plant, which we use some of it, but we get our water from different sources. Well, anyhow, they said plan on a 1,000-year flood. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Number one, who's going to be around in 1,000 years? Maybe Methuselah. But I think we're not going to have that. And then how much rain comes down in a 1,000-year flood? And they said 27 inches in 24 hours. And I'm thinking, okay, the state is saying, where did they get their information? I mean, who's the know-all, see-all, do-all that comes up with these things? Well, they hired a consultant. And the consultant said 27 inches in 24 hours. That's a 1,000-year flood. Okay, so you prepare for everything and you strengthen your dam walls, not the dam walls, but the dam walls, because this is like a continual dam that goes about 3 miles long, and they have lakes with it. And I'm listening to all this stuff and all the plans that they made, and I'm still thinking, has it ever rained 27 inches in Ohio in 24 hours? The answer is no. We're lucky if we get 10 at the most, maybe 8 at the most, in our system here before we have to open up the dams to drain out the excess water. And we have 3 dams that we can open up, spillways. We have a way to hold that. We have never gotten over, I think 10 is stretching it. It's probably 8 inches of rain in 24 hours. So the consultant made his money, and they predicted 27 inches in 24 hours. You know, I had been in Houston, Texas, when it rained 8 inches in 24 hours. I couldn't even look across the street sometimes in Houston to see the other side of the street. I could hear buses running, but I couldn't see them. And that was 8 inches of rain. And Houston itself, parts of it were flooded. And everything there drains to the Buffalo Bayou, which is a nice place. It's a nice park. It can hold a lot of water, and that channels out to the ship channel, and that goes out to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, anyhow, that was a lot of water. I mean, a lot. And you didn't want to get out in and drive in it. I mean, you know, I was just visiting. I was vacationing in Houston. I had friends in Houston. I thought, well, I'll just go down there. But here, this guy is saying 27 inches in 24 hours. It doesn't happen. Maybe a 500-year flood, which might be 14 inches, but that's never happened either. And we have big retention dams on the Miami River, the Great Miami River. And so that controls all of that. I'm thinking, where are they coming up with all of this stuff? And then they want to turn around and take your taxes. And for this fix, it's only $7 million based on a loan for 30 years. Or it's $50 million. Or it's $20 million. Whatever the number they come up with for these projects. For a flood that never happens. We don't have hurricanes that come into Ohio. We have tornadoes, yeah. And we have some blizzards, but it's not 27 inches in 24 hours. Well, the consultants made their money. The state heard what they wanted to hear, and now they put it back on the locals to fix the problem, find the funding to pay for everything. And truth be known, it would be the stormwater taxes, because we have taxes for that, that would be increased. I was looking at one, and I thought, well, I'll just take a look at it. $7 million over 30 years and yada, yada, yada. Oh, that's $233.33 per household based over 1 year. So divide that by 12, and you can, I don't know, it came up $19 and something. Added to your taxes. Well, they put this big fancy thing up on the wall, big projection screen. They said, okay, take your smartphones out, if you have them, and go to this website and vote which one of these six proposals will work. And you could see the tabulation come up on the screen and everything. I mean, it was fancy. But they didn't have option 7. And I was sitting with some businessmen and other private citizens and some retirees and an attorney. And the attorney was just thinking through everything. And he said, well, what proposal would you guys like? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. And I looked at him and I said, 7. He says, there isn't any 7. Well, that's what we ought to vote on. Because I think these guys are full of, you know, what? Governmental thoughts, I guess. So anyhow, I had to sit through that meeting for 2 hours. I told him what I would do for a proposal. I won't go into that because it just drags out the show. I don't want to do that. But you wonder who in the state is coming up with these things. And I think what they're trying to do is justify their position by asking certain outlandish questions to get outlandish answers to throw back at the local government structure to see what they will come up with. And they can say, oh, we've done our job. Now you need to do yours. And you've just created extra work for nothing. That's my thoughts. That's what was happening in my world. And what's strange is the Great Miami River runs through our city. And what they did was went to the dam at the far end of the city, down in the south end, and they opened it up and drained all the water out. So instead of a beautiful looking river downtown with some really nice looking bridges and stuff, there's rocks. There's not very much water. They just ruined the scenery. Sometimes I wonder what the heck is going on. Is it that way in the federal government too? Somebody has to justify their position by creating more paper, and then that goes down to the state governments, and they have to justify that position by creating more paper. And the people that only make out in the long run might be the paper companies and the ink companies. All for maybe wasted times. I don't know what you think. I mean, let us know. I mean, contact us. Maybe you have better thoughts than I do. Maybe you work for the federal government. I don't know. I don't really care. It's just a pet peeve. Stupid things that go on. What was it? There was a guy that was Forrest Gump. Oh, yeah. Stupid is as stupid does. That ought to be the state motto in a lot of states. Maybe city governments, too. I don't know. Well, what's really happening in our world? You know, we had the hurricane that came in, and I said that I know some people that, you know, they had relatives that lost everything and they moved back up to Ohio. Maybe it's temporary or maybe it's not. Did they prepare? They might have. And then they noticed that the weather is worse than normal. And it went from a category one to a two, to a three, to a four, and then category five. And they got off the island and they didn't have time to take everything off Sanibel. Sanibel's a beautiful place. And then it went into Fort Myers and just ripped up Fort Myers. I have friends that live in Sarasota, in Venice, Florida, the Tampa area. And, you know, everybody was affected down there. Not as much Pinellas County, which is basically the Tampa area, and Hillsdale County, which is Tampa. But there was a lot of damage down there, and people were without power. And I thought, gee, what's the deal here with the power outage? And I looked it up on Axios, AXIOS, and it said the total population without power, and there's the map of Florida, was 1.8 million people without power. Did they prepare? Did they have generators? Did they have extra gasoline? Did they have kerosene? Did they have diesel fuel? You know, were they prepared? Did they have plenty of bottled water? Did they have first aid kits and everything? And we talked about this on the last show. And I'm looking at all of this and I'm like, okay, how bad was it? Well, Collier County, which is the most southern, people without power was 134,000, which is basically 51% of the county. Lee County was 398,000, almost 399,000 people, and they were 84.5% without power. DeSoto County was 12,800. It's all in this area. Manatee County, which is Sarasota, beautiful, beautiful county. I love Manatee County and the Manatee River too. They had 100,000 without power, and that's about 42.7% of the county. And then they had Highland County, which is like in the center of the state, Lake Okeechobee, I believe, 55,500 people without power. Would those battery solar operated things provide enough power? Probably not. It would provide some. Do you have enough batteries? Can you keep your food refrigerated? A lot of questions. And hurricanes can cause a lot of problems. And people in Florida know that, okay? They just have to be prepared for things like that. That's why sometimes I talk about preparedness on both of the shows. Because if you're not, you're in trouble. Well, speaking of preparedness, in, what was it? July 31st, the largest power outage in history. The outage affected more than 620 million people, about 9% of the world population, or half of India's population, spread across 22 states in northern, eastern, and northeast India. An estimated 32 gigawatts of generating capacity was taken offline. I saw videos of that and people driving around, and it's all dark, and all you could see would be car lights, no street lights or anything, and people walking around. I mean, that's eerie. And all they had were flashlights and candles. That was basically it. Have you ever experienced a power outage like that? Let us know. Personally, when I lived in Columbus, I had several power outages that lasted 2 to 3 hours, maybe 4 at the most. Where I live now, north of Dayton, Ohio, a power outage is very short and it's taken care of locally within basically 20 minutes. You report it 20 minutes later, the power's back on, if not sooner. Excellent, excellent power distribution system. Matter of fact, they have the triple diamond rating, and they've had that for years. Really great stuff. Well, then what do you do to buy things when you have these big storms and everything? You know, how do you handle it? Credit cards won't work because there's no power. Cash talks. So you always want to have some bills handy, 10s, 20s, 5s, maybe some 50s, no hundreds, to be able to buy things that you need. Is the federal government going to save your keister? No. They'll come in after the fact and they will get stuff done, but they're not going to really take charge. It's up to the state to do that for the most part. But you have to be prepared. And people are saying, well, you're beating a dead horse. Well, I'll beat it back to life if I have to. I'll get out the electric paddles and put them on the horse and shock it to get it to do what they need to do to prep. Do you have a generator? Do you have a solar generator and solar panels and all that kind of stuff? Do you have extra batteries? Do you have radios at work? Do you have enough water for at least a week? Bottled water. Do you have moist wipes, you know, sanitary moist wipes to keep yourself clean? How about dust masks? They come in handy. Because you're cleaning out stuff that was probably contaminated. Do you have a good first aid kit? I mean, it goes on and on and on. And if you check us out on Facebook at Money and Change / Facebook, or Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook, check us out. There are a lot of things in there that are posted that will really help you out. But we went over everything last week, and from the NOAA, atmospheric, whatever, government. It's one of those government sites. Hurricane kits. It's hurricane season right now, and the guys in the southern states will experience more than just one hurricane. There will be several. And I heard today from, I believe it was Obscure Observers or something like that. They were talking about the volcanoes out on the West Coast in different places and some of the activities. I'll try to post that link if I can get a hold of that. It's interesting because some of those are around nuclear test sites, and that's where they're having earthquakes. And around the area they're having earthquakes, in the center, I think there was an old ancient volcano. Things to look at, okay? But it's there. There's all kinds of stuff. If you stayed up all night, you wouldn't get any sleep thinking about this stuff. And that's what's daggone scary about it. And, man, I'll tell you, it kind of drives you nuts to everything that's going on. I had a thing. Oh, what was it? Oh, yeah. How about random thoughts? Just right off the top of my head, some random thoughts. I hate it when I see an old person and then realize that we went to high school together. Have you ever gone to a reunion and you see these old people around and they know you, but you can't remember them? Oh, that's a big time problem. But then when you start talking about things, you bring up the old things that happened, and you have some really, really good really good discussion. I'll put it that way. A guy once told his wife she should embrace her mistakes. So she hugged her husband. My wife says I only have two faults. I don't listen and something else. I forget. Here's something interesting. At my funeral, take the bouquet off the coffin and throw it into the crowd to see who is next. I saw one cartoon where the guy had a prank on the side of his coffin. And he said, when I pass away, pick somebody at random to come over and turn the crank, because it's going to play a tune. Up popped the weasel or whatever, Jack in the Box. That would be interesting to see that happen at a funeral. He'd clear the place out in 2 seconds. When I was in college, we had two guys, the Redd brothers, R-E-D-D. And to make some money during the summertime, they helped out at a funeral home. And the one said, you know, when I kick off, what I want to do is actually put a pressure pad right in front of the casket. And when people come along and they stand on it, my voice comes out as they're looking at me, and it's like, gee, don't I look good? How's my makeup? You know, my clothes pressed? Do I look really good? Hey, I'll see you in the afterlife. Have a good one. Stuff like that going on. And you run into stuff like that. There's this one guy that a cop pulled over, a guy that was supposedly drinking, and the officer said, are you drinking? And the guy on the inside of the car said, you buying? And the cop just started laughing and laughing and laughing, and so did the drunk. Well, he needs bail money now, so if you get a request for bail money, you might want to help the guy out. Well, scientists say the universe is made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons, but they forgot to mention morons. You know, the more I drive, I see morons. I imagine if I was driving down the road and I came upon a mirror looking at my car, I'd probably look at that and say, hey, that guy's a moron, and then realize it was me. That happens. Y'all have to laugh. You have to have a sense of humor around here anymore. And if not, you just can't make it through life. That's a life lesson. Always have a sense of humor. I don't care if you're at a funeral. It can be very somber, but you know, when you're talking to people, you remember the good things about the person that passed away. And you talk to the relatives and so forth, express your condolences and so forth, but then tell the good stories about what happened. That's what it's all about. Oh, speaking of that, today, which is October 5th, was my parents' wedding anniversary. They're no longer with us, but we celebrate their wedding anniversary because of them became us. And they just passed away a couple years ago. So, you know, we have a good remembrance of everything that they did for us and that we did for them. And the good times that we had. So, Mom and Pop, happy anniversary. Let's get into some news. JP Morgan Chase sees oil rising back over $100 a barrel if the five conditions are met. Demand needs to bounce 0.9 million barrels per day, year on year in fourth quarter. The second one is sanctions on Russia need to constrain supply by 600 kilobarrels per day. Saudi Arabia production needs to normalize from 11 million barrels a day in September to 10.6 to 10.7 million barrels a day. And the U.S. SPR releases need to end in October or sooner. And the last one, the U.S. dollar needs to stabilize. I'm going to tell you, it's my prediction, based on a prediction that was found on the front porch of Funk and Wagnalls in a hermetically sealed jar, as Johnny Carson would once say. The price of oil will go up, and we're going to have to suffer through it. And we're starting to see that happen. And now you see problems with gas over in Europe, natural gas and heating. And the Nord 2 and 1 and 2 pipelines suddenly bubbling up. I was chatting with an acquaintance this morning early. Since I couldn't sleep, I thought, okay, I'll see who's online. Well, this acquaintance was from Hungary. And I asked him, I said, hey, I got a question. Since you're close to Ukraine over there and you're not far from Russia, how do you get your power? And he said, well, we get our natural gas in a roundabout way. And what we do, we buy it from Serbia because they're buddies with Russia. We're buddies with Serbia, so we can get some gas. Now, that's not enough, but at least that's some. And now we're using coal oil or kerosene and other sources to heat for the wintertime in Hungary because we don't have any source for production of natural gas or other heating things. Maybe a nuclear power plant, but that's not enough to do the whole country. And so they were really sweating the problems over there. And in France, they're saying, please don't panic buy. And France taps their strategic reserve after gas stations run out of fuel. Are you prepared? Are people in France prepared? No, the stations were running out of fuel. And the stations over there had generators so they could pump the fuel. The problem of it is they didn't have the fuel. So they ran out. Is that going to happen here? I don't know. It could very well happen. Are you prepared? Do you have some backup gas properly stored and not in the house? Proper containers. You know, there was a guy that was, yeah, remember we were talking about morons. Well, this moron was driving his car and he got extra gasoline and he had it in plastic bags, according to the report. Well, something happened. The bags broke. Car was engulfed in flames. Always use the appropriate container, the approved one, whether it's metal or plastic, but you want to check to make sure it's stored properly, it's transported properly. But that could happen here. Do you have propane? Do you have a propane heater you could use in your house this winter? Something to consider. There was a, what was it, Mr. Big? There's a type of a heater, and I forget the name of it, but you can get them and you can get propane. The prices on propane are going up too. Sweden is bracing for winter of power shortages. And this happened, Magyar Nemzet of Remix News, and it says, emergency scenarios are being prepared in Sweden in case of power cuts. Well, that's going to happen in Europe. They know it's going to happen. Where are they getting all their stuff? They're buying it out of, bingo, Russia. And so Russia's saying, well, you don't like to play ball with us? Yeah, we won't sell you any natural gas. We won't sell you any gasoline. We won't sell you any kerosene. And it's in such a bad state that France is actually reopening some closed nuclear reactors. And what if those go down or they can't handle the load? It's going to get scary this winter. Are you prepared? Do you have warm clothes? Prepare, prepare, prepare. I saw something today. Naveen Anthropoli from the Epoch Times. That's a heck of a name. Well, anyhow, Naveen said that the mortgage application pace plunges to 25-year low as housing recession deepens. Remember, I always talked about housing bubbles? Well, I guess there was a little pop and they're deflating now. And they were talking about the market composite index, the measure of mortgage loan application volume. Declined by 14.2% as of September 30th, 2022. Can people really afford the homes that they're in? You know, I saw somebody that, well, I knew somebody that had a $400,000 home. And it was a beautiful place. And I said, did you pay cash for this? Oh, no, we put it on a 30-year loan. We paid a little down, but, you know, we're paying $3,500 a month. I'm like, $3,500? I could use that money someplace else. And I've always told people, hey, my house is paid off. My car is paid off. I've got some money in the bank. It'll get me through. I practice a little bit of what I preach on money and change, / financially prepped. You want to check us out on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. But I like to break the news to people here. And somebody asked me today, they said, hey, Stu, if I was going to buy gold or silver, should I? And I'm like, well, 10 years ago, yeah, you could get it at a lower rate. But you got to do your own, and here's the big word, due diligence. You do your own research to find out what the prices are. Right now, according to APMEX, it's one of many sources, but they have a nice display, and I can see it very easily here. Gold is now at $1,733.40 an ounce. It went up $10.80 or 0.62%. Silver. was at $21.07. It went up 37 cents. You say, well, why silver? Silver has more applications than gold, and it's been artificially held down, according to some experts, and I'm not an expert. But here's the thing. They are saying that silver is going to jump out. It's going to get big. I don't know. But yeah, I got a little silver. Not a lot, not like some people. I mean, Warren Buffett had, I don't know how many million ounces is what he bought. I'm no Warren Buffett. I like Dreamsicles, though, and that's what he likes. But I mean, that's besides the point. But you take a look at the price of everything. You know, a silver round, a 1 ounce silver round, they say is as low as $26.90 a piece. Or Morgan silver dollar design is $26.96. Well, what happens is they add on to that. They actually add another cost for handling and everything else. And so the cost goes up. And in some cases, the rarer the coin is, the more they're going to add on to it. So you can see something for $26.90 for one coin. And turn around and you say, what do you mean you're charging me $35.20? I thought I could get it at the lower price. Well, if you buy in bulk, yeah, you could do that. But you have to check daily and go to APMEX and take a look at the top, or go to silver.com. That's another good one. And take a look at the chart at the top, and it's updated just about every hour. And so you can find out, for example, platinum is $945 an ounce. It went up $12.40 as we were speaking, which is a 1.36% increase. So that's APX.com, APMX, American Precious Metal Exchange. Check them out. Do your own due diligence, okay? I'm not going to recommend any business to anybody. You do your own due diligence. I'll mention the name. I might mention Rusty Ducks Custom Pens or something like that. If you want a pen, check him out. If you don't want a pen, don't check him out. Or if you want to find out what he's making, check him out. I mean, it's up to you. I'm not really pushing things, okay? I don't want to do that. I'm not selling anything. Well, except for one thing. You go to our merchandise page for the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com, and check out our merchandise. It's there. If you want to buy some, help us out. Hey, it helps keep the show on the air. It really does. But you can always contact us, and eventually we will get that 1-800 number, or I think it's 888, and we will get that number going, and we'll have a call-in session. And we will work with that. But you need to start preparing now. Get your canned food, some long-term food. Make sure that you have plenty of water on hand, at least enough to last you a week to maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Make sure that your long-term food, if it's canned, make sure you have a way of preparing it, heating it. There's nothing worse than a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli that hasn't been heated up, and you're just eating it as is. That doesn't work, you know? And then the flavor's not there. But you have to look at things on a positive side, make sure that you have a sense of humor about it, but prepare. If the only thing that you learn tonight is prepare, make sure you have enough water to last you for a minimum of a week, if not 3 weeks. Make sure you have a way to preserve water. Make sure you have long-term foods. You have some money set aside. You pay down your bills. Make sure you have your medicines. If a catastrophe hits, you're prepared. But always look at things on the lighter side and always have faith that good things are going to happen. And with that, Michael, that's all I have for this week. And we'll do another live show next week.
Absolutely, we will. All righty. Well, listen, folks, thank you for tuning in to the Trim Radio Network. Have a good, blessed week. Go with God, go with Christ. Be good to one another. Love one another. I'll tell you what, it's going to make your day a lot better. And, folks, with that, that's it for us. We will catch you again on Sunday. And we will do that with Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. Take care, folks. The book,